Hi, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Michael. What is your first and last name?
Hi, Michael. It's Jerika McGee, and I wanted to speak with Tina, please.
Sir, let me go ahead and see if she's available today, Jerika. Can I help you with your business phone number so I can at least pull up your account here?
My phone number is 512. You need my business number or just the number you call me on?
Your business number, so I can pull up the account.
You said what again? The business number?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Let me find it. Hold on.
If you don't have it handy, let me try to pull up your phone number instead. I think you're calling from a phone number ends in, I'm sorry.
Here it is. I got it for you.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
no, I got it. 503-8455.
Great, thank you. Let me just pull up this for you, okay? Hold on.
All right, thank you.
I'm sure, so let me confirm you gave me 512-503-8455. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I can't seem to pull up any account, though. Do you have an existing account with us? Or?
It might have got canceled.
Oh, okay. Let me just try a different way here instead, because I actually found an account earlier using your phone number that you're calling from. The one is in 8486. And let me see if this is the account that you were calling about today. Okay, hold on. Sorry, I believe that this has been listed as Echo Spray Green. Is that correct? Is it the one that you were calling about?
No, I'm not calling about that one. I want that one to be dissolved.
Yeah, so this account is showing as canceled, but I don't have any account pulled up using the phone number you gave me, though. When was the last time that you spoke with Tina? Do you still remember?
Last week. Uh-huh, last week,
okay.
I have her extension as well.
Sure, let me just go ahead and see if she's available right now, Jerika. Yeah, unfortunately, I can't really pull up using the business phone number you just gave me, though. But yeah, just give me one moment. I'll be right back shortly. I'm just waiting for Tina to respond, though. And while waiting for her response, can you also help me with your business name? Maybe I can try pulling that up.
ESG Services.
Okay, so that's E for Echo, S for Sam, G for Golf, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Okay, give me one moment here. I'm just waiting for her to respond, though, okay? I'll be right back shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Jerica. Thank you for holding here, ma'am. I do apologize for the long hold. So, yeah, it looks like Tina is actually out, and we'll be back actually on Monday. Are you calling in to open an account with us? Because maybe I can look for other person.
I have an account with you all, and I was trying to correct something because she said that you all didn't receive it, and I found this account, and I found the charge that you all did. And so they must have just been canceled the account altogether, completely.
And what was the amount of the charge?
$129 on January the 14th for ESG services.
Okay, thank you. Let me confirm that in here. And when did you get billed again? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I think I may have to wait for Tina because I don't know what she's talking about. And I mean, when I go here to pull it up, I don't know why you can't find it, but when I go in, it says splash.com. But if you put in ESG Services Texas, it goes right up.
I see. Well, I do really apologize for the confusions there. Because as I mentioned, there is an account pull up using the phone number you're calling from. It says Echo Spray Green. That's ESG.
And right now, if I ring the phone number, it just rings busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this account is actually canceled. I do see a note here that Tina spoke with, I think, Ishan, because that was way back on March 30th, which is kind of similar to what you told me that she called, I believe, a week ago. So I also see a note here that, yeah, she actually called this number and spoke with Ishan. I can reach out to her, leave a note on the account that she's not available. That would be up, and I think she'll be back on Monday.
There's nobody else, though?
Well, I can't pull up any account using the phone number you gave me, the 8455. At the same time, I don't see any business as well under ESG services. The only one that's showing up here is the one with Ishan's name on it under, again, Echo Spray Green. I also see a note that she spoke with Ishan. I do see the same rate of $129, but when it comes to billing, I think the last time that you get billed for the $129, that was actually way back on January 12th. I don't see any charges being done very recently. Oh, unfortunately,
right.
The last one, sorry, that was on, yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. It was one for $29, and that's correct. So it was supposed to be the initial $129 and then the one for $29.
I see one for $129, and then the other transaction after that was on March 16th for $21.
Right.
That's the last charge being dealt out.
That's all it's supposed to be.
Yes, ma'am. Is this the one that you're asking about? What the $21 is for?
Mm-hmm.
So it actually shows right here that it's for the early termination fee.
What is?
When the account does not reach the certain amount that they've been with us. So it will be pre-calculated, whatever amount left they canceled, then that's when the early termination fee is all about.
What fee?
The $21 that we get billed on March 16th.
I'll just wait for Tina to come back, and that way she can tell me what's what and go from there.
I understand. Sure. Yeah, sorry for the confusion. I don't see any much information here about the conversation that Tina had with Ishan. I'll leave a note on the account. I would definitely ask her to call you back. Is this the best phone number to call you back and what you're calling from? And then an 8486?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm speaking with Jarika. Is that correct? How do you spell that one name? Because I don't see you listed on the account, though. I'm sorry.
You're speaking with Jerika Ishan. That's my name.
Oh, okay. Okay, wonderful. I'm so sorry for the confusion. So, yeah. If that's being said, I do see that, yeah, she actually spoke with you on March 30th, and I will have her do a follow-up call then when she's back on Monday.
That sounds great. I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. Anything else I can do for you instead today?
Nope. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you for your time again. Enjoy your day. Stay well.